We got word during yesterday's show that our friend Bob Nightingale of USA Today had reported that baseball was talking about a new plan that would have clubs playing in their home stadiums with a realigned league and a National League Central, quote unquote, that a division, let's put it that way, that would include the Cubs and White Sox, Brewers and Royals, Reds, Indians, Twins, Braves, Tigers, and Cardinals. And Bob Nightingale scheduled to join us in just a minute here on 101 ESPN. And as a matter of fact, Bob joins us now with Brad Thompson, Chris Ranji. I'm Randy Carricker. And it's always good to have USA Today's Bob Nightingale with us on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, doing great. How about you guys?
Everything's terrific. I want to start with this. Has anything happened in the last 24 hours since you initially put this story up at USA Today that has given you either more optimism or less optimism about this plan coming to fruition?
Maybe a little bit more optimism in the sense we're talking to a bunch of different managers today, including Mike Schilt, and just the optimism the managers feel now, talking to their front office, like, okay, things are looking good, hopefully there's no setbacks. The fact too, they're talking about keeping the draft the same date, June 10th, which kind of signals to Major League people that, hey, they don't want to interfere with the start of the season or start of spring training. So it's almost like get that out of the way and not moving back, because we really believe we're going to have a season.
Yeah, I just love the optimism in general, and the fact that these different ideas have been floated out left and right at least means there's traction towards something good. At least we see, hopefully, a light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm really interested in the plan that you laid out there yesterday, because, Bob, it's the first one that we've heard where it actually had players playing in their home ballparks. And I would think that would be one, and certainly there's a lot of hurdles before then, but that the players would get behind a lot quicker than being quarantined in one spot.
Yeah, the players just weren't up for that. It was really kind of a split thing. Too many players today and not doing it. And, when you get star players like, Mike Trout and Clayton Kershaw saying, I don't want a part of it, and they just kind of echoed a lot of veteran sentiments. The union, I think, told Major League Baseball, do you want replacement players or minor league players? Because a lot of guys or star players don't want to do it. So this is really the only way it's going to work. Granted, they may have to stay in spring training for a couple more weeks to start the season. But the whole plan is you play in your own home ballparks and get as much normalcy as possible.
Is there any idea about how it's going to work with different states having different rules right now? Even in our state, we have a statewide, on May 4th, everybody's supposed to go back to work, but the county and the city and over in Kansas City, they are saying no to that. So everybody's got their different rules right now. Is there any sense of how this is going to work if different towns have different ideas for themselves about being open?
Well, it could be where someone would have to, use someone else's stadium, share that for a bit. They're hoping that everybody, would be open up. Granted, no fans, so it's not like you're violating any policies there. It's just, you're working at a ballpark. Still be able to keep some of your social distancing, that sort of thing. And with so many limited, workers there as well. So, they're just kind of crossing their fingers that every ballpark should be able to be open. If not, they're going to have to adjust on the fly and have someone share another ballpark until theirs is ready.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. And you mentioned the divisions. We've already talked about that here and mentioned perhaps 100 games. Do you have any idea how a schedule would work? Would they only play games within their 10-team divisions, to your knowledge?
Yeah, only their own division, and that way it would limit travel. So, pretty much what you're doing is just combining, you're having interleague play, as part of the package. So interleague play all the time. And, so that way the Cardinals don't have to make the West Coast trips or go out east, that sort of thing. And they think that will help the safety of the players. Every team now has their own charter service. So, you can sanitize that, all you want. And that way, then they have expanded playoffs. And I don't know how the playoffs would work. All they say would be a doozy, maybe even like a March Madness type thing. I'm not saying every team makes a playoffs, but maybe a large majority would, and then go from there.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people can get behind that. It's baseball. Like, so, you know, whatever it looks like, it looks like. All right, so, Bob, let's just say that everything gets ironed out. They say it's safe to play baseball, and maybe it's the scenario that you threw out yesterday with the East, the West, the Central, 10 teams a pop. It's a beautiful thing. Would love to see it. My question is, financially, what hurdle are we going to run into? Because if there are no fans, that means less money. We know the owners would like the players to take more of a haircut. I know the players don't want to. So, Bob, what are we going to run into here?
You know, I don't think much of a, you know, much of an obstacle there. I think, you know, the union understands and players understand they're going to have to take more of a pay cut. You know, Cardinals, that, you know, they draw a lot of fans. You know, that's a good 40% of their revenue. So they're not going to tell the players you have to take 40% off your salary also. But they want to assume some of the responsibility. You know, so maybe it's a 15% or 20%. Hey, that's, you know, that's better than not getting sitting home and not getting paid. So the baseball people don't think that'll be a big obstacle. They think it was almost given, like, of course players are going to take a pay cut, and anybody that's denying that, you know, is lying to them. That was understood all along.
It kind of sounds like the players' union, though, is not behind that at all, at least the way that they've read that the last time. I wonder if deferral of payment might be an easier way.
Well, you certainly got other ways to do it. Deferrals, you make it up some other way. But, hey, you know, the owners can show the receipts and say, yeah, without all these fans and stuff, you know, there's nobody, you know, buying the beers and everything else. And it's going to be that way, you know, all season long. Even if there are fans, it's not going to be, that's not going to be sellout crowds. So, yeah, I know what the union statement was publicly, but I think privately it's a different story, that they understand that, okay, you know, we understood those when we signed the agreement. If there's no fans, we're back at the tables and talking.
We have heard all the different possibilities, scenarios, and possible plans they might go ahead and go with here if they're going to restart the season. But is there anything that is completely off the table? Like anything they are not considering doing and won't consider doing? And that can be the way they play the games. It could be stuff they implement in the games like DH or like the 7-inning game or, you know, whatever it is. Is there stuff that they are absolutely not going to do?
You know, there really isn't. I think that's why they like this realignment idea, because I think baseball wants to realign anyway. Baseball wants a universal DH. That way, you know, experiment with it this year, and people can, in the National League cities like St. Louis, you know, can see whether how much they like it or dislike it. I think the one thing is they're not going to play baseball without people's families around. You know, you're not going to have total isolation. That part's off the books. So the whole Arizona plan, That's not going to happen. Nobody's going with that. So with this, when teams can play in their own stadiums, then it's much more, you know, easy. You're much more tolerable to everybody. And, you know, there's more money involved. You know, when you're playing at Busch Stadium, you know, how many times you say Busch Stadium, you see the advertising on the scoreboard or on the walls and everything else. You're playing a regular ballpark in spring training, you don't have those same advertising rights or sponsors. So this is a win for everybody, I think.
Bob Nightingale, always good to hear your voice, and we love the reporting at USA Today. Thanks so much for taking the time, and hopefully during this spring and summer we'll be able to talk some ball with you.
All right, look forward to it.
Great.
Right.
Thank you,
guys.
Bob. That's our friend Bob Nightingale of USA Today in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. BT, Ronge, and Randy coming up. Meat's going to take a look at the Twitter machine and tell us what's trending on 101 ESPN.